upon Dionysus. I, Midas, call the Almighty One. Art thou desirous of something more, Midas?
Yes, O powerful Dionysus. I have a most grievous want.
Art thou not satisfied? I gave thee a choice of any wish being fulfilled, because thou hadst rendered me a most pleasing service. Thou asked that I grant thee power to turn everything thou touchest to gold.
True, O Mighty One, and thou didst give me that power. Everything I touch turns to solid gold.
Well, why art thou not satisfied?
The power has become a curse, O most powerful one. Even my food turns to solid gold when I would eat it. Take away, I pray thee, this cursed talent, or I shall die.
Foolish one, bathe thyself in the river Pactolus, and thou shalt lose thine golden power.
Today's radio play, Black Gold, is based on a most interesting article taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Morning, Mr. Anderson.
Morning. About ready to take off?
Just waiting for you, sir. All the other passengers are aboard.
Well, here I am.
And here we go. Over the line.
Would you like some tea and wafers, Miss? Would you care for some tea and wafers, sir? Oh, it's you.
Hello, Betty. Yes, it's that man here again. Surprised?
Yes and no. Getting pretty important when they hold the plane for you, aren't you?
Nice of them, wasn't it? If I'd missed it, I probably shouldn't have as pretty an air hostess to serve me.
All the hostesses on this line are pretty.
Ah, you admit you're pretty?
I meant except me. Here's your tea and wafers.
Oh, don't go, Betty. I want to talk to you.
You forget I'm working here. Suppose the owner of the line should be making this trip.
Oh, suppose he should.
And see me showing favoritism to passengers.
I guess he wouldn't mind as long as you showed me the favoritism.
Conceited, aren't you, Mr. Anderson?
No, just sure of myself.
Well, I wish the owner were on board.
Why?
He'd see what we air hostesses had to put up with from some of the male passengers.
I'm sure he wouldn't blame the passengers. Tell me, Betty, are you going out with me tonight?
No, I told you before, Mr. Anderson. The line doesn't let us have social obligations with passengers.
Yes, I know, but I fixed all that.
You fixed it?
Yes.
How?
I bought the line.
You bought the... You mean you own this airline?
I do, and here's the papers. Prove it. I've made so many trips trying to date you up that I finally decided to buy the darned line. Now, you can't refuse to go out with a man who owns it.
Can't I? Well, I'm going to.
What? You'd risk your job?
I've lost jobs before saying no. It's nothing new. Well, it was a nice job while it lasted.
Oh, now, hold on, Ben. Now, don't take it like that. You haven't lost your job.
Well, you said...
I said you'd risk your job. I just wanted to find out if you would. But you don't have to.
That's mighty decent of you, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, forget it. The joke's on me. But I can afford it. I'll never miss the few hundred thousand the line costs. But say... I must admit, I've never found myself so unpopular as I am with you. Won't you tell me why you hate me so?
I don't hate you, Mr. Anderson.
Then why do you refuse to go out with me?
You really want to know?
Yes. What's the reason?
Well, I'll tell you. It's your money.
My money?
I know all about you. Phil Anderson, the millionaire playboy. Your name and picture break into print every time you turn round.
Now, wait a minute. If you think I bought this line as a stunt to get publicity,
I don't know about that, and I don't care. It's enough for me to know you did it just to have a date with me. It's typical of you.
What do you mean?
Your money can satisfy every whim.
Well, what I mean...
You want to hear music, so you buy the symphony orchestra for an evening.
Well,
you want to be entertained, so you buy out a nightclub for your personal use. Now you want to take me out, so you buy the airline.
Well,
there are some things your money can't buy, Mr. Anderson. And my company and my friendship are two of them.
You mean if I didn't have any money, I'd stand a better chance with you?
If you didn't have so much money, you'd be a different sort of person.
That doesn't answer my question. If I didn't have a dime, would you like me?
It's impossible to answer that. Phil Anderson without his money, that'd be like Santa Claus without a beard.
Oh, yes? Well, you'll see about that.
Anderson? Going to try your luck again tonight?
You bet I am. And the stakes will be plenty high.
Good. I hope you win, Mr. Anderson.
You mean you hope you do? So do I.
Very kind of you, but...
It's not kind of me at all. It's true. I'm here to drop all your house can take me for.
Will it be roulette or blackjack?
Neither. I'll try the dice.
Very good, Mr. Anderson. Come right this way.
Oh, wait a second. I've got to see how my luck is running.
Ah, the slot machine.
Yeah.
You lose that quarter, Mr. Anderson.
Good. You'll try 2 out of 3.
You lose again.
And win. A royal flush. Let's try the dice
right this way.
Well, I'm through.
Give Mr. Anderson the dice, Fred.
Yes, sir. Here you are, Mr. Anderson.
Thanks. I'll shoot 10,000.
10,000?
Mr. Anderson is okay, Fred.
Yes, sir. Well, your bet's covered, Mr. Anderson. Roll them. Ah, natural. 4 and 3. You win, Mr. Anderson.
Let her ride.
You're faded again. Roll them. Your point is 4, Mr. Anderson.
Well, I ought to lose on that.
4. You made your point. You won again.
Yeah, and I wanted to lose. Well, this ought to do it. My whole pile rides.
Well, that's a pretty big bet, Mr. Anderson. Why not draw it down?
What for? I said I wanted to lose it, didn't I?
Yes, but...
Well, what difference does it make how it's done? Just the work.
Okay, boss.
Cover his bet, Fred.
Well, you're faded, Mr. Anderson.
Well, here we go again.
Another natural. Mr. Anderson, I guess you can't lose.
McGonagall?
Yeah, why?
What's the likely number in the next race?
Your guess is as good as mine, pal.
Oh, I guess I should have introduced myself. I'm Phil Anderson. Barney said to look you up.
Barney did?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Oh, Barney. Ain't seen him in a month of dog days. How is he?
Barney? Oh, he's fine.
Jeepers, I can see him now. Boots near in his lapel, his glasses hung over his shoulders, striped trousers. Oh, boy, what a looker.
Yes, there's
the last time I see Barney, he had some burlicue queen with him. A big blonde mama.
But I
can't remember her name now. Rosie? No, Tilly? No, that wasn't
her. Hey, there goes the bugle. They're going to the
well,
post.
Well, it don't matter what her name was. Boy, how he was treating the guys in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Barney sure was a good spender while he had it.
I'm sure of that, yes. You were going to tell me, Dip, about a horse in the next race.
Oh, yeah. The next race.
Yeah.
Well, Reliance is a good bangtail. Lots of the boys have topped plenty off that goat this season.
Oh?
Black Eyes ain't bad. But if you want a tip from me, put your money on Larkspur. Get it? Larkspur.
You think that's the one for the next race, do you?
That's the one my money's on.
Well, what about that one down there, Agitator?
That goat? Say, he'll sit down and wait for the others to come in. He ain't even in show money.
Oh, Tip.
Yeah?
They're lining up for this race. Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
Take this $10,000 to one of the bookies and place it on Agitator.
On Agitator?
To win.
To... Holy...
Hurry, they're at the barrier.
I'll be right back.
Come on now, boys. Stop calling. Line them up there. You're number 3. Get back there. Come on, Murphy. What's the matter with you? Give him the line. Well...
Mr. Getaway, how are they doing?
Did you place my bet?
Sure, but how are they doing? Where's Larkspur?
Wait till I get my glasses on.
Okay.
Let me see. Reliance has the lead.
Yeah?
And Larkspur and Black Eyes are right behind him.
Sure.
And the rest of the field is spread out.
Boy, oh boy. And where's Agitator?
Oh, he's at the other end.
What did I tell you?
Now they're on the far side of the track.
Yeah?
Reliance still holds the lead.
Right.
Larkspur is creeping up. Black Eyes is dropping back.
No sign of Agitator?
No. Say, they've rounded the turn.
Go ahead.
Larkspur's nosing out Reliance for the lead. Both boys are pressing their mounts to the utmost.
I knew it.
Lockspur jumps into the lead as they turn into the home stretch.
Boy!
Hey, if he can keep that lead, this is Lockspur's race.
The race was won by Lockspur. The Lion second. Black Eyes third.
Oh, what did I tell you?
Lockspur was the one. Well, there goes my 100,000.
Now, don't lift your collar, pal. Chip McGonagall wouldn't see a pal lose his dough. I bet you roll on Larkspur.
Oh, good morning.
Morning. You, Mr. Anderson, the fellow that's taking this oil claim?
Yes, I came out to see how the drilling was coming along.
Well, we ain't hit the pay yet. And if you just ask me, we never will.
You don't think so?
No. I hate to see a man like yourself throwing his money down a powder hole. If they told you there was oil in these parts, they must have showed you wind oil, speculator oil.
They never showed me any oil. Just said they were sinking a shaft here and asked me to finance it.
Yeah? Oh, there may be a farmer well here, just a shallow well. But you never strike a gusher, nor even a spouter.
Think I can depend on that, do you?
Well, we're down about as far as we can go, Mr. Anderson.
Good. This looks like a surefire thing. Listen, if what you say is true, I stand to lose $200,000.
You mean to say they got you for that much?
And when you pull that drill out of a dry hole, I'll give you $100,000 for yourself.
You'll give me a... Mister, you've made me a rich...
What's that?
Oil! Oil! Black gold! Mister, you've struck a gusher!
Some tea and wafers. Oh, it's you again.
Yes, like a bad penny, always turning up. But I wanted to see you again, Betty.
Really?
Really. I'd hoped to be a poor man when I saw you again.
And you're not?
No, I'm richer than ever. But I've tried hard to lose my money. I can't. It's black gold. Everything I turn to brings me more. Please take pity on me. Marry me and help me spend it.
You've changed, haven't you?
Yes. I've come to realize how much I need. I'm lucky in everything but love. Be my lady luck.
You're sure you want me?
I never was as sure of anything in my life, Betty.
All right. I will marry you, Phil. But I can't be your lady luck. I'll be your lucky lady.
The radio play to which you have just listened was suggested by one of the many interesting stories and articles appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has an interesting message for you.